Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
The Grammys. I think I might have said last year that the Grammys were beginning to be a must-see television event because of all the performance.
They've revamped them. They've minimized the awards.
From the bottom of my heart, CBS, for doing their level best to destroy, I mean, to entirely on one night destroy what was becoming a very good telecast.
And someone really last night on Facebook called it the Can't Bring Sound Network.
It's pretty amazing how, well, it just was a goat show. And I say show in place of the F word because it was that horrible. You know, it was horrible on multiple levels for me. I think it's very important to point out when you I made the mistake of posting a snarky comment about Beyonce's performance. And then I realized that Rob Spiewak had, it was Rob's thing.
No, it's a Rob mob.
When
night.
Rob gets maniac on like he's going to post every 3 minutes, and I deleted it. I said, let him have it. It's his night. Let him go.
The second screen experience.
Because he will be going nuts. And then as far as the specific Beyonce thing, I noticed that every white guy that was watching the Grammys had to also post about Beyonce, because for some reason within white males, Beyonce like kind of tweaks something with the fact that she comes out dressed as a queen. I think that's a very like deep-seated problem that people have with Bey.
We have different friends on Facebook, or I've just muted all of them because I got a lot of Rob.
Yeah.
And
Rob was so. I was at one point. I just quietly said to myself, didn't say it out loud. I said, that energy. If we could channel that energy, how many posts would you say did you, starting with the gram?
15 or 20, probably.
Dear friend,
five an hour.
Do what Adam Sternberg does solid during average. A football game. You
post
rather
live.
Than watch. You're not watching. You're not watching the television show. You're thinking about what you're going to write. Is that not correct?
No, because you're watching, and then you react, and when something happens,
but you want to react more than you want to watch.
Oh, it was fun writing jokes about it.
It's also nice because we do this to have some sort of, is it affirmation when you're like, oh, people are watching, they're getting what I'm saying as well. We're on the same page, right?
It's being part of the event.
Yeah. And for example, yesterday I had a two-screen experience going. And
is that how you view it?
Yeah, well, I was playing Overwatch and watching the Grammys. That's just how...
At any point, did you use your first-person shooter gun to aim at James Corden?
No, but okay. I had this running bit with our wonderful intern, Mac, who's getting too much run on this program, but he
is. He due in today?
He is, and he's late.
He'll
and he
be here to, he any
went,
moment.
He went to bed early
sure.
as well. He said, what's going on the Grammys now, Mac? And I would be watching it on the screen next to me. And him explaining to me how Lady Gaga was performing and how Metallica had a mic issue was the best, because there's no emotion in the man. He's got a dead soul, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's talking to me. He said, you would like to know that Lady Gaga has hit the stage. Like I just couldn't process what he was saying because it was already happening in front of me.
Right.
And I said, emotion. In my mind, I said, this guy has no idea. He can just like blurt it out. It's all ones and zeros when it comes out of his mouth.
And
so just
that's
dead.
Good.
Just
I think
dead.
For something like the Grammys, that's bad. So I took down my Beyonce post because I said, you know, it seems like it's piling on. Here's what my post said. It said it's all about the music, being sarcastic, because it wasn't all
that's
about the music.
That's pretty funny, actually.
Yeah,
I mean,
that.
The fact is, you know, it,
I like
but
the
it
wit.
Wasn't. And I'm sitting there going, I don't consider anything other than this woman who has been anointed as the greatest pop female that we have right now. It's not about the music. And it's just, it was so much. You could put Carrot Top on that stage with that kind of accoutrement.
Similar hair.
I mean, it was ridiculous. And she's not... I don't understand where the music was. In fact, the music was lacking from a lot of artists yes. last night. But I was just sitting there going, okay, we've got the special effects. We've got the 500 chorus members. We've got the real Cleopatra vibe going. We've got the pregnancy. We've got the mom doing that. No one could fail with that. No one could be that propped up. I would imagine, let me just finish my point.
Okay.
I would believe that other artists out there would, some of them would have to say, my God, how could anyone miss with that kind of propping up? And then you watch the news media, which just gets spoon-fed the same thing. And I'm saying this: there's just a fairness issue here. I would rather see somebody on stage, unvarnished, and go out and perform. But that wasn't a That wasn't a musical performance. That was a movie.
No, there was so
special
much
special effects laden CGI movie.
What about the magic chair though? The magic fallover chair.
The magic chair. What was that to simulate her like legs up in the air, about ready to give birth? I don't know. Were the twins going to pop out at that particular time?
Mike, I think it's important, and I'm happy you mentioned this because for me, without any context about the Lemonade album and how important it was this year in music,
yes,
I would say. Yes, it's a lot of production, a lot of smoke and mirrors. We understand that she's pregnant. That doesn't mean she can't perform, but right. it was over the top in my eyes as well, right?
But this is what I've always said about Beyonce. Yeah. I've said this for years. I don't think Beyonce has nearly the singing voice of other pop divas. I think it's been written about that she doesn't have that.
I don't know that.
You know, they actually do all these special effects, and then you get the and that's it. You know, but the whole performance. I really want to love pop culture. There's a movie I'll tell you about later that's I think going to be. Have they come out with the nominations? Academy Award nominations are out already, aren't they?
Oscar yes. nominations. Yeah. Yes.
Because La La Land got plenty.
This is a nominated movie that I'll tell you about, and I'm all in. But I want to laugh. When I go to a comedy show, I want to laugh. When I watch an award show, even if I'm not totally familiar with the artists, I want to have an open mind and enjoy. And last night, I felt like the music industry was just doing their level best to push anybody above the age of 35 as far away as they could. It really sucked. And then you put in James Corden, who outside of Carpool Karaoke has done what?
Nothing. I
mean, he's not funny.
No.
He's big in the UK, right? Not here.
Hey, he's big everywhere.
It just was so, but I found myself going back. I flipped around and I come back to it again. I flip around and I come back to it. And it just was, I don't know. I guess the best thing of the night was the screw up by Adele where she stopped the entire orchestra and said, start over again. I respect that.
Pretty good. How long did you stay with the broadcast?
I did not get to the Prince tribute because they jammed it over into the back corner.
And it ran over. It did run over. The show was very long.
I think Bruno Mars is one of the most talented artists on that stage. I think he's incredible.
But didn't you think that he sort of phoned in his first performance?
No, I did not. We disagree on that.
Really?
That's where you were, I think, were just wanting
you're
to
look snark.
Snark.
No,
I mean,
because
Bruno Mars, I don't see how you could say it was a mellow performance because it was not a high energy uptown funk type of performance, but it was great. He's
the most talented person.
I don't
on the
think
stage.
He phoned it in though. No,
but
I
would have liked to have seen. I just wanted that to be bigger, but then you know what?
Let me just say one thing about Bruno Mars. When you look at Bruno Mars, I love his singing voice, but I also love his ability to move is up there. I think with Michael Jackson,
yeah.
I think
and James
he has
Brown.
That
yeah.
ability to do that on stage, which to me would be. You know, concert comes to my part of the world. I'm going to see Bruno Mars. I thought he was amazing. And then, but then the vast majority of the award show, I was old man McOld again.
Yeah,
because I didn't know anybody. Everybody, first of all, looked like they were 12, and I didn't. The young rapper. Who
Chance?
Won like all the awards?
Chance the Rapper, Robert.
He
loves
seemed like
Chance
an amazing, but he seemed like an absolutely amazing human being. So I was happy for that. Mm-hmm. I'm not familiar with his music, but he was just. I thought his acceptance speeches,
energy
little,
was great.
Little God heavy, you know, for my liking. You know, I think you do it four times, you can get it away. You can get away with once or twice.
Yes,
but I thought he seemed really, really happy and cool and
genuine.
I like that.
Yeah,
but I
surprised.
And then the country artists, you know. You know, it's like, come on. That's the same stuff.
Yeah, and they're all crossovery. You know, it's never real country anymore, is it?
So I'm here to say I will never be listening to music again.
Attaboy, Mike. I think that's a bold statement. Wonderful.
But Beyonce, it's too much. It's too much. And the thing about it, and you know that the artists are saying this, there are people that are saying, she's got so much of a hype machine in front. It's all the BS and none of the chops.
Mm-hmm.
You know? What does it matter? I mean, there have been artists that have been, you know, somebody wrote online that, you know, she's the first artist. I don't think anyone's had twins before. That was funny. You know,
Rob Mayer wrote that.
Was that Rob Mayer?
It was.
That's
excellent.
That's great. But all in all, kind of just a drag. It put me in a bad mood to end my weekend.
I didn't like the host Tux, James Corbin. I didn't like the red.
Oh yeah, well he changed.
That was really at the end.
What was on his cuffs? What was he? What were the big fat letters on his?
Wasn't it something? It was a Prince tribute, wasn't it? That's what Carrie said it was. She said it was a Prince tribute.
It was just too. There was so much going on. I said, enough. You're on camera. You're talking to the entire world. Yeah. Do you need more on you?
Well, also the black and red tux jacket looked like it might have been taken from your closet because I'm not sure that button was going to last much longer.
I've got it. This is how bad I thought James Corden did.
Yeah.
When Ryan Seacrest came out to give some sort of award, I pined for Ryan Seacrest. I said,
agreed.
Wouldn't it be great to have Seacrest host this show? He wouldn't have to do the hack shtick. By the way, even the great conceptions of comedy, like with his mother sitting on the
Joe
lap
Jonas,
of
or
Joe Jonas,
one of the Jonas Brothers, yeah,
one of the Jonas Brothers, and then Heidi Klum on his father's lap. That had potential to be, but he hacked it so
it just
much,
wasn't
horrible
that yeah. he just
it was unnatural.
What are you doing, Todd?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it just did. I don't know. So
I missed LL Cool J. Not gonna lie.
Yeah,
I think I can't believe I'm saying this. I think I could have tolerated LL Cool J because at least LL Cool J didn't try to do hack and
like
and
he just yeah. read, licked his lips, and then the next artist would come up.
That's it.
All yeah. he did, right? Mm-hmm. He wasn't right. trying to be the show,
right?
What can somebody? Because I never watch him. I mean, I really, outside of a viral video,
right.
which is, by the way, the only way I watch SNL now, I watch the highlights. It's a great way to watch television. The thing about it is, outside of the carpool karaoke, what's this guy? What's his thing?
He has bad interviews. He's not a good interviewer, and he always seems needy.
He panders, doesn't he? Is he panders? Is he like a Fallon
panders,
guy?
And
with
he's
that?
Also, he seems needy with his comedy. Like, his whole attitude is, please like me
yes.
when he's out there.
So and he's the guy that replaced Craig Ferguson.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Holy yes.
Mm-hmm. And what Jesus. Is what was his opening
CBS.
Bit?
Yeah, keep giving Les Moonves
Shame.
Awards.
Yeah.
Shame.
Hey, they showed him in the Shame. Audience. Looked like he was having a good time.
Oh,
yeah. yeah. And he said, you know what's marvelous? My British boy is going to come out at the beginning of the show, and he's going to fall into a hole. This is funny.
So is there but did anybody stay up for the Prince tribute, which
yeah I did yes. I stayed up through the death reel, which was 11:30.
I guess the entire thing.
How did the Prince tribute go?
The Prince tribute went well, but what I think, and Rob said it best before the show when we were just briefly discussing the Grammys, the end of the Grammys was much better than the beginning of the Grammys.
They really need to redistribute the talent and the way it yeah. fell out, because it was tough. It was tough watching it up front.
Like, would you then, ever think of, like, say you've got all that star power and then record of the year and album of the year and whatever else. What are the last two heavy hitters, right, that Adele both won?
Yeah, well, record and song.
And song.
No, song and album.
But it
doesn't, on the Grammys, it really doesn't matter, because it's not like the Oscars where we wait for best picture,
if
best actor.
They front loaded that.
It's all about the performance.
Yeah, if they front loaded that with, like, really, these, at least record of the year,
right,
within the first three awards,
right?
I think if they distributed it that way, then you'd see these moments that would engage more people into watching, because they're like, did you just see that? And then you'd stick around for the rest of the program.
And also, Carrie brought up a point, is that there was, I can think of two instances, Bruno Mars and Adele. They're both fantastic, but should they be performing twice in the midst of one show?
No, I'd settle for one performance with two songs.
Yeah.
I'd settle for one performance with two songs. That
mm-hmm.
would be great. And James Hetfield's mic, when
Rob's got some great insight on this. The type of mic,
you don't
what
have,
you need to do.
You don't have a guy Of course they do. They've got people backstage that bring out the wireless. They always have a backup mic. They didn't for this show.
No.
But it's only, you know, it's only Metallica and Lady Gaga, which could have been probably one of the greater performances of the night.
A literal game changer.
Can you give context to Mike and our audience?
Yeah, that the mic that he was using was a Shure SM-55, which is that sort of iconic Elvis microphone.
They used a lot of them last night.
It's usually silver. His was black with a red silk lining. I think the model he used has a switch on it. It literally has an on-off switch. And the thing that blew my mind is
so
that...
So you think really it was turned off?
It could have been easily. It could have been bumped. It could have been turned off. Because if it was a matter of it being turned down, that is an immediate fix. That's just in the sound booth
pulling
up a fader. I'm not going
to negate how daunting a task it is to go into the Staples Center and have a live television show with 560 artists coming on and set changes
Divas,
and everything else. But at the same time, that's why it's all about redundancy. It's all backup.
I think about the time we walked on stage at the DC Improv, right?
Right.
And
which was another big venue with lots going on.
So you've got showbiz luminaries that performed there. Mm-hmm. And we laid out the mics, set everything out. We took like a 3-hour dress rehearsal.
Right.
And when we hit the stage, my mic was banged up.
Yep.
I will tell you this, that we have been, you know, the fact that we've done so many live performances, and we have for years, that you, even on a small level, you kind of get everything that can go wrong. I will tell you, based on my experience at the DC Improv, I will do this from this point forward. I will actually take a moment and take whatever sound person we're working with in the venue and take him aside and have a chat.
And Goodfellas him.
Were we not a little, believe it or not, because of the history of that venue, were we not a little...
We got happy.
It's okay.
We got happy.
It's fine. It's okay. Where was it not completely clear that that hump had an agenda during the entire thing? That he had his own thing he wanted to do? And we let him do it, which we should. We have, you know, we have a way of...
We have the resources. We could have...
We got the staff to do it, and we're actually good at it. Yep. And I think, except for that one glitch...
We can trust...
Years ago.
Only so much.
Yeah, but we took care of that.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true. We sure did. But overall, I'm sorry, but I don't give them out very often, as much of a complainer as I am. And F... for the Grammy.
Yeah.
Mm. Worst Grammy telecast I think I've ever seen.
Yeah,
it was that bad.
I'm with you.
It was that bad. Here's the basis for the grade. Technical issues. Go without saying.
That's fair.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Starts and stops with Adele and all that. Iconic performances. There weren't any.
Right.
I don't count Beyonce's music video with her. Yeah, I don't count that. That doesn't. And by the way, you know, you would think maybe a little costume change after you have to come out later, but no, she kept the Cleopatra outfit.
But she did have a gold card to read her thanks from, which complimented the outfit.
That right there. That's another thing. You can't memorize some remarks.
That was a little annoying.
Appear, oh, God, the whole thing. So it just, that was it. I think it was.
Boom, bam, was F. F.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should have watched The Walking Dead, Mike. Or there was a wrestling pay-per-view as well.
Homeland.
No, it's just, you know, I was to bed, get some sleep, and come back to do this show, which, by the way, I've already given an A.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You do understand English. This isn't that complex. Look, the cafeteria's down the hall, to the right, and downstairs.
Hey, is that a new kid or something?
Napoleon, this is Pedro. Would you mind showing him where his locker is?
Sure. Yeah, there's like a buttload of gangs at this school. This one gang kept wanting me to join because I'm pretty good with the bow staff. Do you ride the bus to school?
No. I ride my bike.
What kind of bike do you have?
It's a sledgehammer.
Dang! You got shocks, pegs, lucky. You ever take it off any sweet jumps?
Do you think people will vote for me?
Heck yes, I'd vote for you.
If I win, you could be my secretary or something.
Sweet. Plus I could be your bodyguard too. Or like Secret Service captain or whatever.
Okay.
Up next, I hope you'll enjoy a skit by Pedro Sanchez.
If you vote for me, all of your wildest dreams will come true. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it, and if you're here, so do you. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673 or MikeOMaraShow.com. Online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you today by Stamps.com. Here's one way to make your business the best that it can be. Make sure to maximize every minute and every dollar. I know an easy way to do that. Stamps.com. Think about how much time you have wasted going to the post office, driving there, finding parking, and the lines. My God, it's incredible. The lines. Dealing with those lines all the time. Stamps.com is the better way to get postage. Just use your computer and printer to get official U.S. postage for any letter or package. Then the mailman picks it up. And with Stamps.com, you can do everything at your desk that you would do at the post office and at a fraction of the cost of one of those expensive postage meters. We have used Stamps.com forever, and we will continue to use it because it is easy, convenient, and saves us money and time. Right now, sign up for Stamps.com and use the code TMOS for this special offer, a four-week trial plus $110 bonus offer, including postage and a digital scale you can't miss. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com. Don't go to the post office.
Don't go to the post office. Stamps.com.
What you want to go is to Stamps.com.
Yes.
All right. Do they teach you that here?
Brad.
Michael O'Mara. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com, and enter TMOS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. What a full weekend. Hopefully yours was wonderful. I know mine was child-centric.
Yes.
Oscar, we were discussing last evening that how do I exploit my kid? How do I...
you and your wife? Not you and I.
You know, I could put a bottle rocket in my ass and dance around with a tutu and light it on fire, and I'd get maybe 1,000 views. My little guy coming up on 10,000 views... because he went to skating practice.
He's viral. Your boy is viral.
Well, what counts? How many viral is like 100,000?
I think a million's viral these days.
2 million, maybe. Yes. Yeah.
So, but no, he's not viral. No, he's, but I mean, within our
he's O'Mara. Then
it's double the amount of friends I have. So I mean, a lot of people looked at
it. It's nothing to sneeze at. I watched it as well. I think it was one of the cutest things I have seen.
It was cute.
And so I said, that little guy's skating. For some reason, every time you talked about him skating, I always pictured him being held up by two teachers as they're walking down. But
right.
He was skating on his own.
And I loved your detail. He's like, green helmet.
Green helmet.
The little boy in the
three-year-old green
helmet. I love it.
Yeah, because he was the littlest guy out there. Here's the thing, though. Violated the prime directive. All right. As soon as that video was over, I got off the hockey bench and I walked around the length of the whole rink. I went back to the indoor section on the other side of the glass where it's a little toastier. And I was, of course, looking at the reactions.
Sure.
You know how that is, right, Rob?
Oh, I live on it. Are you kidding? It's the lifeblood.
So I'm kidding. So anyway, I'm looking at it and I look up. It seemed like a fraction of a second, and I look up, and there's 3-year-old in the green helmet on his mother's lap on the other side of the rink, and I'm like, oh, dear, and I walk over, and she said, he's crying, and I looked, and his eyes were red. And then you suddenly realize, well, half an hour for a 3-year-old is something. 45 minutes is great, which is roughly what he made, but he wasn't going to last the hour out there.
Like half an hour for an adult is a long time.
Yeah.
That was it.
On the ice. We
that's almost for him. It's almost like dog years. That's like 3.5 hours.
Yeah. He's not going to be
like those
that,
little
that
feet moving at that
anymore.
Pace.
Yeah.
I don't remember. The last time I was on a rink was probably in high school. That wasn't for work, right?
Right.
Like, it was in high school, and I remember...
Because all disc jockeys, Mike, are required to ice skate.
Well, no. When we would work with the Caps, they would have you go on to the ice.
Okay.
Or when we did that charity event, Charity Hockey Classic, we'd have to go on to the ice, right?
Right.
So, but to actually skate, It's been years, and when I was younger, I was bushed after getting off the ice. The
thing about it is this is one of those examples where, you know, the add this to the very first in a series of body failings on my part where I should be the one that's out there because he would not be in a class learning to skate if his father was functional because his father would take him out there, and his father would spend the half an hour, 45 minutes additionally. I'd still have him in the class with
There'd
the teachers.
Be a lot
they
more
got
tears,
techniques
though.
That they do it. But,
for both sides.
Yeah,
both sides.
More tears.
Yes.
More tears.
I don't know if you have the patience to be a teacher, Mike.
There'd be enough tears that they need to run the Zamboni because that ice is wet. So we're going to need to resurface this ice. The O'Mara's practice.
Skate.
So that was Saturday morning. It was an all kid all weekend thing. And then Sunday, we're coming up on a break. I'm not going to start Sunday yet.
He's a celebrity, Mike. Your son's a bona fide celebrity.
I was Rob Spiewak on Sunday.
Hey! Oh. Must have felt great.
I know what that means.
I went to a theme park.
Hey! That's awesome.
Oh, I love it.
I bet you had a great time.
I love it.
Mike, the word amusement is in the very name.
I have a new nickname for Rob.
What?
W.T. Spiewak.
W.T.?
W.T. Spiewak.
Wonder what that could be. I'm sure it's flattering.
We'll come back. I'll tell you all about it on the Mike O'Mara Show. I'll let you know what the theme park was, and I'll give you Rob's nickname.
Good.
W.T., let's go to break.
Cake and cookies.
Hey there, this is Katie, and I took a pain pill before this week's show. Why, you may ask? Well, I was attacked by a dog. That's right, I cheated death. All that and more on this week's episode of Cake and Cookies.
That dog's a jerk.
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara. I have a question for you. Is Katie a bit of a, I mean, I know she's had the jaw issue and stuff like that. Is she a bit of a hypochondriac?
No, she's just extraordinarily unlucky.
She has a malady.
She's klutzy.
Every week.
Yeah, and we discussed that on this week's episode. But this was a good one. This was a 10-stitch
problem. Did she do
10-stitch problem?
Is her Popeye as good as people are talking about?
It's all right. I think they feel sorry for her because she's on pain medication.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Everybody knows that Amazon.com is the first place you go when you need something. Amazon has totally changed the way we shop. Things are different now, and you can make a difference, too. You won't even realize you're doing it. It's that easy. The next time you go to Amazon, please, please, please access it through our Amazon portal and make a difference. It doesn't cost you any extra, and it is the best and easiest way for you to support your friends here at TMOS. That one step makes all the difference for us here at the show. Remember, if you need it or want it, Amazon has it, and they will bring it right to your door. Just go to MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. It is that easy to make a huge difference. Why aren't you doing it? Do it! Get on it, and thank you in advance. Yes, W.T. Spiewak stands for White Trash Spiewak.
Now, how dare you? Because you didn't go to any of the theme parks that I frequent.
Yes, I did.
Did you go to one in Tampa?
Yes.
Oh, well, I've never been to that one, so I can't comment to it.
Tampa.
You go to the one in Williamsburg. I go to the
one in
Tampa.
Well, the one in Tampa is luxurious and glorious compared to the one in Williamsburg.
No, the one in Williamsburg is the old country. It's the old country.
Yeah, but if I'm not mistaken.
I've been to both. I've been to both. Years ago, I went to the one in Williamsburg. It is, the one in Tampa is kind of surrounding a bit of a nature preserve. So there are it is a full-fledged zoo.
And
they
where did you go?
They have apes and they have bush gardens.
I'm thinking full bush.
Yeah, it's a good park.
Yes, there it was. And we planned on it. You get a Florida resident benefit for some of this stuff, and the little guy got a free pass, and so we bopped on up to Tampa.
How far are you
Tampa.
From Tampa?
2 hours.
That's not bad. It's like driving to Williamsburg from here.
Glorious day. Beautiful day to go up there and get up to the park and, reward him for his 10,000 views as I continue to exploit my son.
Do they have, Mike,
boy.
Do they have a safari there, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, I'm thinking it's like a jungle theme, right?
We went on a train through a
preserve?
A grass field where they had giraffes and, they had
was it a sad type of... Because I've been through these.
Well, I find any animals in an enclosure to be safe.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They don't look happy.
As a matter of fact,
happy.
There was one tiny little enclosure, and not tiny, but I mean about the size of this studio, which had a bald eagle in it. and it looked like it might have been hurt. That's why it was there. Or it was, I was looking, I said, and I was standing next to this guy with some sort of truck on his T-shirt. And I said out loud, I said, you don't belong in here, pal. And the guy went, well, he does now.
Oh,
I didn't understand. Yeah, I didn't understand the joke, and I didn't understand. But I wanted to stab the guy. I wanted to stab him. I don't like animals in enclosures, but you know, in many cases, I think they take tremendous care of these animals, and
it could have been a rescue, Mike. It could have been a rescued bald eagle.
The great apes seem to be very well taken care of. In fact, one of the great apes, one of the gorillas, was celebrating its birthday, and they actually had birthday packages. On the other side.
Pony's awake now. That's good.
Carla looks at me at one point and said, is this the place where the kid fell over the wall? I said, yeah, Carla, because every place where they have gorillas is where the kid fell over the wall.
How old was the gorilla? Did they mention that?
Yeah. I mean, but I wasn't listening. I was wrangling.
Does Harambe live here?
Not anymore.
But it was theme parky, and I knocked out 4 miles. So
cool.
That's pretty good on my
any
bad
rides?
Leg. No, he didn't want to go on any rides.
Too
he
little, probably.
They had to have a kids area.
There was a kids area. He had
Peanuts Land.
He's still feeling a little under the weather, and he really didn't want to do that. But he liked the animals. He loved the penguins. They had a penguin display, so you could actually walk up to the penguins,
penguins
see above the water and below the water, and penguins kind of rocked. And the animals were fine, and we walked, and then we walked.
The kids'
some
area,
more,
is
walked.
It Sesame Street themed? I think that's their.
Yes.
Their, yeah, that's their alliance.
I think that was one
have.
Of them. They had a lot of stuff.
Fraggle and, Rock.
Lots of
represent?
Stores. Lots of stores.
Oh,
lots
of stores,
food,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you,
lots of Dippin' Dots.
As a
of that crap.
D.C. resident at one point, yes. Right, Mike? You lived in the area, DMV.
Right.
I felt like the safari that I went on in like Disney World, whatever that adventure island is, I went for a weekend with my sister and brother-in-law.
Oh, the third,
it's
own
to
separate
Disney,
park.
Yeah,
yeah.
So you went to like the big, yeah, they have a big facility.
Yeah, there. But I felt like I have been spoiled with the National Zoo all these years that what they were showing me there was like, ugh, okay, this has a nicer, you've clearly manicured this land to look like Africa, right?
Right.
Yeah, but when you see this, if you have any desire to look at these animals, you have a desire to go to Africa and actually see them in their natural habitat.
Yes.
That's what you want to see. It just, it makes me feel
a little sad.
So you didn't go to the booth and rent a gun?
No. I would rather.
I think that might only be the Williamsburg location
that's
that
actually,
you're allowed to do that.
That's all the Busch Gardens.
It is all the Busch Gardens.
Wednesdays only, Rob.
You didn't go on a Wednesday.
But,
did you go to the beer courtesy suite?
I did not. I'm on the meds that I'm taking, so I'm not partaking. But let me tell you, as far as booze in a theme park, they had vodka.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lemonade. Ooh. Vodka.
They
do it right.
Vodka. Like 3 olives, a whole rack of it.
Yeah.
And lots
they
of
know
beers.
Parents
you know,
are in pain.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh,
they need
man.
To numb that pain. Mike, I'll say this. I would rather pay $0, go to a National Zoo if I'm a resident of the D.C. area or any solid zoo like the San Diego Zoo, than pay $100 and say, oh, they have got a little more land here. I'm conflicted with my morals as far as should I be happy to see these animals here?
But as
least,
a rule,
at least in a zoo, I'm like, oh, there's a panda.
But you
it's
see,
rolling down a hill.
It's a sidelight. It's a sidelight at a theme park. It's almost like a sideshow. They're
it
not people aren't going to see the animals. The animals are there as an added benefit.
Oh.
So I mean, and it's good that you got to see the birthday gorilla.
Saw the birthday gorilla. Saw didn't see the lions. We didn't get to the lions.
So oh yeah. They
also, when the animals don't cooperate, and maybe I had a bad experience.
Well,
at
they're
Disney.
All far away. What they are is, to be honest with you, these enclosures are relatively decent size. I mean, not when you compare the square mileage that they would enjoy in their natural habitats, but they want to be usually, you know, they want to be as far away from the human beings as they can.
Right.
You got a bunch of people on a toy train going. Doot, doot, you know, through the countryside, you get these stinky, you know, fart machines that are driving through the, I didn't find it crushingly depressing because it's simply the weather was so spectacular that it was something I enjoyed. And it was one of those days where you kind of said to yourself, hey, look where we live. This is very cool. We can do this. We can get up on a Sunday morning and we can go up there. But I find I had said to my wife when we were walking in, I said 2.5 hours max.
Okay.
You know, he's not feeling that well. We were in that park for nigh on 4 hours.
Hey, good for you.
Do you bring the stroller?
But I don't want your accolades.
That's a step in the right direction, though. You're getting
how can you?
That is great theme park value that you got.
I think he's in the majority.
I've asked him how he can do like 8 or 9 hours, and now I kind of got it.
It blows by.
Yeah, it does.
It's not like he. Okay, look,
Mike. It is a park that amuses you.
There are certain people that are built, and I'm not talking about physical. This isn't a fat joke. This is nothing.
Because he doesn't do fat jokes.
Mm-mm. Right.
But certain people are built for the full day experience. They will get to a Disney or they will get to a King's Dominion or Busch Gardens at 8 a.m.
Six Flags.
And then they'll leave at 10 p.m. because they want to see the fireworks.
I want to thank Carla, by the way, with the guy on the Rascal scooter that obviously did not have the use of his legs, and they were all oiled up, you know, for the sun, so he didn't get burned, and he goes rascaling by me, and Carla turns to me, and this is for the you streamers and just for you guys, because this is the look she gives me. This is the look she gives. He goes zipping by, and Carla turns around and goes, I said, what was that? What was that look? What was that? Was that look? Was that look? Is that that's me next year?
She was implying that.
I was locomoting through the park. In fact, I was beating her through there. You
if
know,
you don't beat
around.
That gout, Mike, you know, see you next year.
But four miles. That's it. I don't care if I got the walking stick, which is now what I call my cane.
Oh, okay.
I don't like the word cane. I use the walking stick and chuckle all you want, Bloom. I see you. I see your shoulders shaking.
Hey,
down
he's
there.
Excited because you've got something in your life now that resembles him.
Would you think about getting, since you're using this walking stick so much?
Yes.
Would you think
only when we're gonna like walk over 2 miles? I just don't want to. I don't want to reactivate the bad hip. I want to make sure that I can be in a.
How was
and
Michael
here I am today? I'm pain free.
Just
fantastic.
As a quick aside, Oscar, let me ask: how was Michael with walking 4 miles? That's a lot for
a
little kid.
He brought the stroller.
Yeah, you roll him around.
Brilliantly, Carla brilliantly brought the stroller.
Stroller's a great
idea.
But
he wanted to be held because he was in that mode. He wanted to be held. He lasted about 2 hours, and then he was kind of whiny and he started getting more.
Did
whiny.
He pass out?
He
in
carries
the, chair.
The same way.
No, but he got in the car. He was in the car. We had not left the parking lot. Of Gang's Gardens and he was out. No, it was actually quite a nice clientele, to be honest with you.
No, it was an MS-13 day.
If I can give you one,
it was Trucker T-shirt day.
Well, there is your. I think the amusement park, by its very nature, lends itself to a certain type of individual. But I will also tell you that based on the fact that this is Tampa, Florida,
Tamper,
as opposed to Williamsburg, Virginia, your clientele was, let's just say, slightly elevated as far as the
was there any
quality.
Was there any ice raids at the park?
No, but there was quality. How shall I put this delicately? Oscar, help me out here.
There was a lot plethora of Latinos.
But that and the women
better trim.
Were, yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, okay.
I said it.
Yeah. I think my comment to Carla as we were leaving was, you know, there are going to be a lot of youthful pregnancies here in about 8 months. That's the way I looked at it.
Lots of babies born in the month of, it'd be Christmas babies almost.
But here's the other great thing. It was 80 degrees. It was flawless.
That's perfect
theme
park weather.
It was fantastic. But here's the thing. And, maybe a quarter of the park
was full.
It was
flawless. That's a 10
because there's so much stuff to
awesome.
It's cool down
too
here,
many
man.
People, Mike, will ruin an experience.
Oh, absolutely.
Got to catch it on. It's all about luck. It's a lot of luck involved there.
Outside of getting on the train where we were trampled, it was great. And at one point, we finally get on the tram going back to the
How
car.
Was the patter on the train? Because there's always you know, the patter.
The only thing I'll tell you, this is when I realized that I was in Mook Central. That's when I, you know, it's like Lando Idiots.
Yes.
You go through, when you take the little train to the safari train or whatever the F it's called.
Yes.
You're out there looking at the giraffes. And
monorail. Is it a monorail?
On two separate occasions, you go through the aluminum tunnel, I guess, to get underneath the water park or whatever the hell it is. And everybody simultaneously goes, oh, yeah.
God.
I did not make a sound.
No.
I'm more evolved.
Mike, there is a certain segment of the American populace that loves an echo.
Yeah.
They just do.
Have you experienced this going in all your theme parkdom?
Yes. A lot of people, they love yelling. And anytime you go through a tunnel, these are the same people that when they're at the Grand Canyon, which is one of the most spectacular things on this or any other planet, they will stand and look at this thing created by nature over literally thousands of years. And they'll
beautiful.
And they'll go, hey. Hey!
I mean, I would do the same.
They like to say echo.
Yeah. Oh, echo is another good thing. Yeah. Echo.
I would.
I will tell you the one moment that I had though. There is a phenomenal roller coaster that's a huge one. It's like maybe 20 people in a row of seats that goes through, and it comes through this. It's like the log flume on steroids, right?
Okay,
They go through this water, and it sends up this cascade of water.
Is it one
spray.
Where the legs hang free? The legs are, I know they have a sister coaster to that at Busch Gardens in Williamsburg.
And they come through this water flume, and the water just cascades out.
I love
and
that.
And there are kids that,
that
are standing there waiting for the spray to come down. And I found, and Carla went off to the left, and I found myself walking over to it, and I was standing right where the water comes down, and I look over at Carla, and she turns to me, and she says, "What are you doing?
I want the water to hit me."
I said,
"That's part
here.
Of it."
Yes.
She, dude, I swear to God, this is her quote. She goes, "What, you're waiting there just to get soaked?" And I looked at her, and I went, "Yeah," and then I sheepishly walked back to the stroller.
That looked like fun.
There's a little the cripple wants to have a little fun.
There's a little theme park in you yet. Yeah. And what a lot of people don't know is that water that sprays you at that part of the park is the same water they use to make natural light.
and then of course Carla had a bad eating day. I had, you know, I don't
did you
call
have any
bad...
theme park food?
I don't call it a bad eating day because for me, the way I eat, I'm much worse than Carla anyway. So for me, it's not. But even for me, it's a departure. So if you're keeping track, we had as follows. And this is Carla, me, and Michael, you know.
Collectively.
As a unit. All of us or one of us may have had these foodstuffs, okay? We had theme park pizza.
Nice.
Very average.
Yeah.
Caramel apple.
That's good,
I bet. Can't mess that up.
And cotton candy.
Ooh. Oh yeah, what color? Pink or blue?
And blue.
Nice, good choice.
And then Carla got a chocolate ice cream cone, and I got a root beer float.
Oh, nice. You did,
yeah.
Did you?
And I don't know what I ate. I certainly have enjoyed more quantity in my lifetime, but I had acid reflux by the time we pulled out of the, and I think it was the cheap amusement park
day.
Pizza.
Yeah.
And and I also said after we enjoyed some cotton candy, because Michael fell asleep, and by the way, you know those Kimmel kids when they eat the Halloween candy?
Yeah.
My kid's the one that'll throw himself on the floor and say, I hate you. Because he fell asleep when we ate his cotton candy.
He woke up and the candy was gone.
I think it was the cotton candy. I said to Carla as we were driving, or was getting on the highway, I said, I will be thirsty till 4 o'clock in the morning. And Carla wanted to go to a Wawa because she was in that bad eating mode.
Sure.
And she wanted to get a tuna sandwich at the Wawa. Yeah, this is just bad eating. And I said, I need a beverage. I don't know what to drink. I'm here to tell you, I'm dovetailing into something else I wanted to mention. For bad drinking, you know, you shouldn't drink soda at all.
Sure.
That's what they tell you. But if you're going to drink soda because that's what you want instead of water, Diet Dr. Pepper has the greatest thirst-quenching properties of any diet soda on the market. I'm here
that
to tell you
that. Bold statement.
That is a bold statement. But it was Oscar.
Ice cold?
With the ice cold from the Circle K in its styrofoam 48-ounce goodness.
Yeah.
I will say this, that with the crap that I had ingested, all of the fluid had been sucked out of my body.
Yep.
And after consuming all of it, every single bit of that large gas station soda pop, I was actually feeling quite good.
Wow, I really enjoy hearing
that's
about your
win.
Theme park experience. It looks to me like you only had one misstep.
What's that?
No turkey leg. The turkey
Walked
leg would
it.
Have saved you.
Walked by it.
Next Didn't, time I you mean, swap you swap that pizza for a turkey leg, and baby, you're sleeping with the angels. That's perfect.
I seriously, when I that was right after Carla had got me a root beer float, I felt like if I had grabbed a turkey leg, you might as well just send me into the Roman vomitorium. That's the way that's just there was just no point in doing that. But Here's the deal. The Florida pass that we got,
yeah.
You buy one ticket to get entrance to the show. It's good for a year.
Whoa.
So
we
have to go back to make the like $92.
All right, Rob Spiewak.
Worthwhile.
You're always saying it would be nice if I could come visit.
This guy.
I'd take you up there. You come down here, I'd go up there because you'd probably be able to show me around. Can you? Do they allow you on rides and stuff?
No, Mike. Not since I touched the child.
Oh, my God.
I'm talking about your size.
Yes, I fit on rides still. I still fit on rides, most of them.
No, I thought you were too fat for rides like I am. I mean, are you too fat for rides?
There are some rides.
I didn't try any. Would they let me on rides?
Yeah, of
course. Can you go on like a roller coaster?
Look for the sign, Mike. A lot of times, and Busch Gardens is great about this, the sixth row is for...
The obese?
No, they don't say obese. They say larger guests are more comfortable in the sixth row. I was able to ride Apollo's Chariot when I'm fatter than I am now.
Very exciting.
And then, of course, you know, the old school coasters, they're okay. I don't think either you or I are going to be going on Space Mountain anytime soon.
All right. Got it. All right. Just wanted to make sure I figured it out. That's good. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Busch Gardens. Yeah. Valentine's means flowers, and the best place to get flowers is proflowers.com and the Mike O'Mara Show. You want to send some impressive flowers? Of course you do. They're great, wonderful flowers. Just send a short email, 100 words or less, telling us why your Valentine deserves a beautiful bouquet from proflowers.com. Send it to vday at mikeomarashow.com. Make sure to include your phone number, because if we choose your letter, well, you'll be lucky and a winner. We'll give you a call, answer your phone, and win some beautiful flowers. It's that easy. VDAY, VDAY at MikeOMaraShow.com. And answer your phone. And happy Valentine's Day from the Mike O'Mara Show. It's great.
Happy Valentine's Day.
And Mike, just to be clear, you're never too fat to stand in the spray of the big coaster.
Very, very excited.
We can always do that.
It sounds like fun now.
You know what? It was fun. I had a great time.
I'm so glad you went.
The more fun we'll have. Speaking of our giveaway for Valentine's Day, it is time. We've been asking you to send in your letters. Send a short email, 100 words or less, telling us why your Valentine deserves a beautiful bouquet of flowers from proflowers.com. And we hold...
I hold in my hand today's letter, ladies and gentlemen. I've got it right here.
Let's share it with you. Mike, Rob, and Oscar, Pony, and the numerous interns, I want to let you in on a little secret.
Ooh, a secret.
It involves my wife, Heather. My shameful secret is that I know that I don't take enough time to say... Oh, can you change the music? This needs lovey music.
We have our Valentine's Day music.
I'm not sure that's good enough. Don't you have
time? Do you have any Keith Sweat?
Da, da, da.
I don't have any Keith Sweat. I do have that. Yes, give me one sec. I'm sorry.
La, da, 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 da. We'll get back to the letter in a second. Da, da, da.
Any Cisco?
I don't have any Cisco.
Michael Bolton?
Michael Bolton? I don't have any Michael Bolton.
I don't want any music that starts with, Okay.
Soured. You're soured because of the broadcast last night.
Yes, I am. Very much so.
I think what you're looking for is
Casey and JoJo.
No.
There it is. Thank you, Rob. I've got exactly what I wanted.
Theme from a summer play.
I want to let you in on a little secret. It involves my wife, Hel.
Heather.
Heather.
Fuzzies.
Heather! My shameful secret is that I know that I don't take enough time to say how much I love her. What's the holdup?
Yeah, man. What's the hassle?
The truth is that with both of us working full-time and myself on my master's degree,
He's working on a master's degree.
And a full-time job.
I know what he's trying to say. I'm just saying, is this the translation or is it the letter itself?
It's the letter.
The truth is that with the both of us working full-time and myself on my master's degree.
Got stressed out.
Our personal time can be sparing at times.
Oh, I know that.
Even just, he better be home.
Yeah.
He better be home.
We've got multiple numbers, Mike.
Even just remembering to say simple compliments. Actually, it would be even just remembering simple compliments.
Yes, correct? True.
Even just remembering to say simple compliments can take a backseat. She is an outstanding mom to son Brendan.
This guy's been drinking, clearly.
And he is the apple of her eye. She is an outstanding mom to son Brendan, and he is the apple of her eye. She is also a very giving soul who constantly chooses to put others first. Sometimes, don't know how to tell her that I am on... Were you drunk when you translate? Did you translate this, or is this the letter?
I edited it. I was sober, and trust me, it's better than when it started.
If you edited it, that means you rewrote it.
Oh.
Sometimes don't know how to tell her that I am always here for you.
You would have caught that if you edited it, right?
It would be sometimes I don't know how to tell her that I am always here.
Or you were drinking.
I was not drinking.
But wouldn't it be sometimes I don't know how to tell her that I'm always here for her?
Yes.
Mike, does an edit actually fix the grammar, or does it just say, hey, no grammar?
Mr. Spiewak would tell you he could have.
I'm asking you.
Yes. Right? Am I right, Rob?
Absolutely.
I mean, you
I failed you.
Did you not?
I failed you. What?
Did you half-ass it? I'm just asking you. I mean, come on, you can tell the truth. I mean, you know, it's the,
I missed
it's
an
the
edit.
Letters for...
I missed an edit. What I did is I took
sometimes
something that
don't
was...
don't know how to tell her that I am always here for you.
I took something that was not usable and made it nearly usable, but I did make a mistake. And for that, I apologize to you and the winner and the listener.
Sending this to her would be just one more way to brighten her spirits and to let her know that she is loved. Thank you and good day. I said good day, James Phillips. Let's call James.
Let's remember that two negatives equal a positive. Calling now.
What does that mean, Oscar?
The original letter was bad, and then the edited letter was bad.
I see.
Two negatives.
So they cancel out?
No, so they become a positive.
There you go. Happy, happy
George. Now we're
going to
give away some
thing
flowers.
Is that he loves his wife.
Yes.
What's his master's in?
English.
I hope.
But he had a... No.
All right.
He had an accomplice in this.
Not answering.
This is the man's cellular telephone.
But he also gave us an office number.
Yeah, I will call his office now because audible to the cellular.
That's where I would have gone as well.
Because I said, you know what? This guy is not going to be... We're going to get some receptionist, some admin.
Right. So we're going... We tried the cell. Yes. We'll see where James is with this.
Kind enough to provide two numbers. But with Valentine's Day tomorrow, time to
that's
act fast.
That's going to be problematic.
Yeah. You can tell her that they're on the way.
So was it how... I mean, was it really daunting or was it kind of like, oh, it's a Pro Flowers letter, you know, and...
I don't think it was that.
I'm just going through the process here.
Whoa.
Let's see if
this
we get
this is a hard line, I can tell.
Old school.
Yeah, really.
What part of the world is James from? Is he from California?
It says Owings Mills, Mike.
Oh, he's from Maryland.
The D.C. area.
Yeah. Well, should be at work by now, I would think, if he's slaying the dragon from 9 to 5. Yeah.
Four. Hello, I reached Jim Phillips Marketing Services. I'm not available right now.
I'm not
going to
leave
a
message. I'm not going to leave a
message. No. All right. Well, you know how this works.
That means we will double the flowers for tomorrow's winner.
Double up, baby. Hey, can I say something to James, if you don't mind, Mike?
Yeah, go ahead. Oh, we're still open? The line is still open?
No, this is just something that hopefully he'll listen to.
Oh, you mean on the podcast? Do you want music or no music?
Yeah, a little music would be great. Thank you. James, I understand how hard it is to work, try to get through a master's program, and...
Why would you understand that, Oscar?
Because I've been through it.
What?
Yes.
Wow. You never mentioned it.
And it's probably tough to put a letter together for a wife that you really don't have time for. I know the feeling. But if you're working on getting free flowers and you gotta write into the show, write the best letter possible and also know that we're going to read it on air.
Yeah, and I would also say that, be home or be available, you know, because we know we're going to call.
Or leave it on your voicemail.
All you got to do is that.
Noon, you know, I mean, that's or leave it on your voicemail.
Yeah, and it's his cell phone didn't even pick up.
The man isn't a priest or a reverend, so we can't just give it to him.
No.
Like we did last week.
What was our track record with fruitcakes?
Oh,
we're like 90%, 95%,
right? 95% is fair.
Incredible. I think of 12, we missed only one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say, 97%?
Well, it would be 12, so it would be 94%.
Damn it!
Roughly, 92.3.
Did I tell you I got a master's?
Yeah, in business. But not fruitcake business.
I'll ask you again. How bad was the original? Was it that bad, or was it just a... you can tell me.
Is it his fault or is it your fault?
I will take the fault on the letter, but I will say the fact is this. The way he wrote The Secret, it made no sense whatsoever. Okay. I read it aloud four times, and to keep the notion of it being a secret, I had to reconstruct the first part of the letter.
Is this the last day? Is this
We'd have one more tomorrow.
One more, Mike.
Okay, so you can send us a short. I want, by the way, to all the powers that be. I know we have a few that are in the mailbag for letters for this. I want what if you're planning. Let me just say, based on the letters we have, is there a chance that we can pick a letter on merit and that I should solicit for the last chance to get something spectacular?
Yes, absolutely. And remember, tomorrow it is a double winner.
Yeah, double winner.
So you have to earn it.
If you have a mistress, you're set.
All you have to do is send a
write
short
us about
email.
Your mistress and your bride.
You just send a short email, 100 words or less, telling us why your Valentine deserves a beautiful bouquet from proflowers.com. Send it to vday@mikeomerishow.com. And listen, if that's the kind of crap that our staff is picking for letters, I will tell you that I think you've got an amazing chance. If you go for, and I want you to go for the comedy. I want the comedy.
I am the pentameter.
Send your letter, 100 words or less, and I want vday@mikeomerishow.com. Tomorrow, somebody's going to get two bouquets of flowers from Pro Flowers.
One for your wife, one for your daughter.
Remember that. It's vday@mikeomerishow.com. Don't make me go through
your
what
side
I just...
piece.
Please don't make me go through what I just went through. That's painful.
Be kind.
I don't
Do that again.
I mean, it's very, very frustrating, okay? And this is after I have, I've had to deal with my white trash driveway that is stained
battery
acid.
Still stained?
Well, the guy's coming tomorrow.
I thought
tomorrow.
He was coming this weekend.
He's coming. No, he didn't come this weekend. Mike, amusement park.
When they saw your stained driveway, I thought that's how you got the theme park tickets. They said, this guy will like a theme park.
You'll like these, acid driveway.
Is the poop still on your roof?
No, we got the poop down.
Okay.
What method did you use?
Mrs. O'Meara got up on the ladder and reached up with the light bulb changer and just tugged it right down, and it didn't hit anybody in the
face.
Nice, safe egress.
I didn't want to use a light bulb changer. I didn't want to use your hose. No, and I didn't get the light bulb socket pulled out yet.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't replace my thermostat either, so we're tied.
When I turned the power off to deal with that socket, they said the new HVAC, the bridge, lost connection to bridge. What does that mean? Because now my HVAC system is completely effed. Where do I fix that? Because I've got that smart home. I'm not smart. I don't need a smart home.
You don't need to be smart. Your home is smart.
The bridge is where the Captain Kirk, he actually gives his commands, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I'm going to go in there right now. I know we got a break, but I want to go in
there.
Is it really a light bulb changer? Is it just an extender grabber that someone on a rascal might use at a grocery store?
No, it's actually that yellow thing that has the springs. Where
and it actually makes like a fist. Yeah, that's a good thing. That's
we
perfect.
Have a lot of light bulbs that we get that
what
way.
You did
I'm
is...
I'm going into my Nexia app right now.
Ooh.
He turned his light bulb changer into what Alton Brown calls a multitasker.
Ooh.
It changes light bulb and grabs poop.
I'm logging in, and now I'm going to go. I've been doing a lot of logging in lately. Now I'm going to climate. All right, let me see what temperature it is. Your bridge is currently disconnected.
Mike, it's like you've built a dam with all those logs.
Please check whether the bridge is powered and connected to your network. What's the bridge?
It sounds to me like he probably Bluetooths into his thermostat.
Oscar's doing his like Super Mario fist pump. Because
he made two shticks.
Two jokes.
Yeah, and no one, he made two shticks.
I was too busy looking for the bridge. What's the, it's a red like icon.
Two horrible
says,
jokes.
Your bridge is currently disconnected.
Is
please
the bridge the connection from his computer to the thermostat?
Yeah, Mike, the bridge is another word for the connection, right? So the connection
is in my computer. Is that what it is?
No, it depends on what's running, what's actually running it. So if you had a little dashboard on your computer that was connected to your thermostat from your computer, then yes, if that's not connected anymore, then that's something you have to reconfigure.
Is it like the same thing as when you turn on DirecTV and it says
dashboard, Oscar? It says dashboard.
Yes.
So he needs to reconnect.
You can just hit reconnect, or maybe the Wi-Fi signal fell off. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
There could be a zillion things, but you know what? We're doing a show.
Sorry about that.
We're here to help you.
Well, I'm trying to figure stuff out. You
it's
know?
All right.
I'm just
Bridge
trying to make
corner.
Sure I get it all right. Okay?
How bad is the driveway?
I'm doing the work. Oh, the driveway is terrible. Is that what you wanted to talk about? I want to talk about
Can
my
you
toilet.
Take a picture and send it to us?
We won't necessarily put it online.
I will take a picture when the man comes out tomorrow morning, and I will send
before
it to you
after.
Tomorrow
before
the show.
Before and after.
And during.
Well, I don't know if he's going to fix it tomorrow. He's probably busy. You know, it's that time of year, so I'm not sure whether he's going to fix
gonna
it.
I was just going to eyeball it and be like.
All I know is I'm keeping my car parked over it so people repave. Don't look at it, because if they look at it, they're going to think we're horrible people.
How many pavers? Terrible. The pavers are what, like 2 feet by 2 feet?
They're 14 feet by 14.
That's an awfully big paver. That's
they're
called
Jurassic
a
pavers. Jurassic they're Jurassic Park.
How many
that's
pavers?
It. You come out to my, it's just like, if you walk along my walkway here in Florida, yes. You hear this.
And then if you pick up your phone, you hear Mike saying, no expense was
spared. No expense. Spared no expense on the oversized Jurassic. Welcome to Jurassic Paver.
How many pavers were ruined?
Like a quarter 40, of the driveway?
40, 50.
Oh, no. That's
yeah,
a lot.
A third, at least a third of the driveway.
And, well, yeah. And you're that's parking rough. Your car to cover it. Is there any chance that it could damage your car?
No.
The acid
couldn't jump
in. The acid of the battery burns has, into the
has already,
cement.
It's already done its damage.
All right.
It's not coming
right.
up.
But well, there are other chemicals that'll save it. At least that's what I'm told. We'll have to say, spread no expense. Should be fantastic. We have to take a break. When we come back, it's news you may
his
not
his tires
need
are melted
it.
Out.
Just trying to get. Car dissolved. I don't have a lot of friends, okay? So when I talk to you guys, I try to get it all done.
Mike,
I like to do
help.
The show, and I like to get things around the household fixed at the same time.
And reconnect we'll to the bridge.
And reconnect to the bridge, okay? By the way, Rob?
Yes?
Tomorrow you get your Editor of the Year award.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills.
Valentine's Day. The one holiday where you can show that special someone just how much you care. Fancy cards and chocolates are nice, but what is the best way to show your affection? Comedy. A TMOS bonus show package is the perfect way to say I love you. For less than 5 cents a show, you get an extra hour of funny every week for one full year. Click on the bonus show banner at MikeOmiraShow.com today and get ready to giggle with your main squeeze. Nothing's sexier than laughter. Get your bonus package today. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. You heard right. The Mike O'Mara Show is headed to New Orleans, Louisiana. Woo! Yeah, we're 8 months out. We're telling you about it now because you've got to get yourself ready for this. Saturday, November 4th, 2017, the Mike O'Mara Show live hits the legendary House of Blues in New Orleans, Louisiana for one show only. There are a limited number of seats available, so get your tickets right now.
When?
Just go to Michael right now. Thank just you. Go to MikeOmaraShow.com. Click the banner that says TMOS Live New Orleans, Saturday, November 4th, 2017 at 8 p.m. Don't miss this historic live event. Music, fun, laughs, surprises. Stay tuned for more details, but buy your tickets now. The Mike O'Mara Show live in New Orleans. Laissez le bon temps pour le bon fidèle.
Mike.
Yes.
Update. I'll do it here live and in person. There are a little over 100 tickets left.
All right, so I don't want you to – look, even if you are not 100% sure, I would say it's going to be – I don't want people –
There are
you know,
eight and a half months.
I don't want you to get shut out. And the fact is if there are that many that are sold and we've got that
we
many done –
We had 500.
We had 500 tickets. We got
time
100
left. Is running out.
Get your tickets and do it right now. And then, get the tickets first and make all the arrangements. Yeah. Later, like how long you're going to stay there. And
all that
whether
stuff.
You're coming in just for the show, whether you're going to stay a couple of days. Whatever you want to do, figure it out on your own. Oscar put a very nice note out to the fan club over the weekend, which I backed 1,000%.
Mixed reviews.
But I mean, but the fact is, you were right to do that, which is, Oscar, we were trying to be travel agents and we're not travel agents.
We can't do it.
The fact is, we can't. So
zero
Oscar
benefit
was,
to us after we knew that we still said we got to find the best rate.
Right.
And all they were asking us to do, including the agencies, is take on risk.
Yeah.
Yeah. They wanted us to block out the room. We're not doing that because we're selling tickets.
Not
that's
getting
our
married.
Job is to
fact
sell tickets.
Not
getting
married.
New Orleans is one of the greatest hospitality cities in the United States.
It
you'll
is,
be able to find a room. You'll be able to have a good time.
And you can get a room at any rate.
Yes.
Just depends on where you want to stay.
Once again, I think you benefit yourself by getting this thing buttoned up as soon as you can. So I know a lot of people can't do that. Believe me, I sympathize. I was one of those guys. So I know that many of you can't do that. So what I would recommend is if you're, you know, entertaining the idea of doing it, I'd get your tickets first. That should be your priority.
Yep.
And then, you know, make the arrangements.
Build it around
it. Find out how you're going to get there. So we'd love to see you live in New Orleans Saturday, November 4th, 2017 at 8 p.m. We will be having so much fun. Laughs, surprises. Stay tuned for more details, but get your tickets now.
Let the good times roll.
Let the good times roll, mon ami.
I'm probably going to die that weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be close.
Keep your fingers crossed.
News! Here are the results from a survey by Groupon that figured out the bare minimum amount of effort you need to put in to make it look like you tried on Valentine's Day.
The bare minimum?
Yes.
Nice.
I'm going to go 4-1.
Okay.
You should make sure. No, I'll go 1-4. If you're a man, spend $179 on gifts and dinner. That's the minimum.
That is brutal.
If you're a woman, spend $74. Well, that's an incredible double
standard. I thought we broke that glass ceiling, Mike.
So did I, Oscar. So did I.
I just felt like playing that.
Number two, write at least 4 sentences in a card.
Does hey you count as a sentence?
Hey you. Love you.
Number three, even if you're planning a night out, make sure to buy some gift, even a small one. 26% of women and 19% of men would be disappointed if they didn't get anything.
I'm used to it, you know?
I don't expect anything.
I don't either, yeah.
I don't.
As a guy, you don't normally get anything, do you?
Oh, no.
No.
That stopped like 4 years ago.
Number four, make sure to plan some activity, even if it's just dinner at home. I did it Saturday. I'm covered.
Check.
71% of people say it's more important that you plan something than what it is specifically. I think I'm being expected to make beef bourguignon.
Yeah, I would look. Just
signature
this,
dish.
This is an overall solid to our listening base that are gentlemen that don't really care about Valentine's Day, which is a lot of guys, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Just do something.
Do something.
Something.
Do something
something counts better than nothing, and even if you both agree to do nothing, do something.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I have to say, I mean, not related to men and women and my relationships and Rob's and Oscar's, but I will tell you, Valentine's Day, love the advertising. thank you very much. Lego Batman flattened the competition at the box office this weekend, opening with $55.6 million. The other two new releases did okay. 50 Shades Darker, meh. That came in second with $46.8 million. And John Wick Chapter 2 finished third with $30 million. That's just garbage that's out there.
You know, I
didn't get to my movie review. I'm going to have to wait till tomorrow to give you my movie review.
All I can say is everyone
best movie of the year.
Loved the Lego movie, and I tried so bad to like it, and I hated it. I couldn't make myself watch it. So I can only imagine the Batman movie is more of the same.
Yeah.
That's so
but
stupid.
If you're a parent and you got to be dragged somewhere to see a movie, that can't be the worst
movie
to
watch. Take your kids to see that.
John Wick 2?
No, the darker gray movie.
Split.
You want to go see a movie this weekend? I'm not going to spill it until tomorrow. I'm not going to reveal the title of the movie that I went to see that everybody should go see. I'll let you know tomorrow.
All right.
Lion. Thank
Rawr.
You. Very good. That's the name of the movie. Phenomenal.
Don't fall asleep on a train.
Saturday Night Live. Oscar Santana raves. Don't fall asleep on
That's going to be on the poster, isn't it?
Saturday. That's so perfect. Saturday Night Live is on a roll right now. And this weekend, look, Melissa McCarthy's rendition of Sean Spicer is brilliant.
It's so much fun.
There's nothing not funny about it. She's great at it. It's hysterical.
When she drove her podium around.
Yeah. That had to be a segue, right?
It had to be a segue.
She was on a segue, looked like a podium. Nothing,
you can't take the funny out of that. That made it, and they improved on the where she was hauling it around.
Yes.
And incidentally, if they get on a roll where they keep going back to that, I think if they're being true to comedy, you have to kind of keep that podium has to be involved.
Every time it has to step up a notch, right? Yeah.
It also featured Kate McKinnon as Attorney General Jeff Sessions, which was great because it was short. She just came on and then she got off. Apparently, Rosie O'Donnell was going to show up as Steve Bannon. No, let me give that, okay? You don't need that, all right?
That's reworking the Spicer gag.
Yeah,
as they say, there's an old expression, Mike, don't boil your cabbage twice.
Mike, you know what I'd like to see for that little podium? I guess if we're going to evolve, some high beam lights that just shoot out from the front of the podium.
I was going to say cables, perhaps cables, you know, if you could, you know, get the jetpack effect. SNL also scored its best ratings in 6 years.
Wow.
But it'll be off for the next few weeks. The next new episode will air on March 4th with Octavia Spencer. Another highlight from Saturday Night's Lights episode was their spoof of Fatal Attraction.
That was
Kate
great.
McKinnon as Kellyanne Conway and Beck Bennett as Jake Tapper. Look, you know what? Do you want to look at a positive for anybody that might be thinking that this is tough? That's the comedy is there.
It is.
And it will continue to give. So I thought it was great. There is a 20-year-old woman in England named Jessica Sharman.
Hello.
Who had a bunch of seizures last May that somehow gave her amnesia. So she couldn't remember anything, including her parents. This is a lovely Valentine's story for her.
Hip, hip.
She'd been dating a guy named Richard Bishop for about 7 months, but didn't even want to see him. She says it was like looking at a total stranger who kept looking at her like they were in love, so it was weird. He convinced her to give him a chance, though. They went on a bunch of dates, and he took her to all their favorite restaurants again to see if it would jog her memory. Well, it didn't, but what did happen was that she fell in love all over again. She says Rich was so patient and nice to her that it was hard not to fall for him. Her doctors still don't know if she'll ever get her memory back, and there's a chance that she'll have another seizure and get amnesia all over again. But even if that happens, she thinks they'll end up together now because, quote, he was able to make me fall in love with him twice. So I know he could do it again, and I think that is a lovely Valentine's story.
And also, every birthday, you can get her the same gift.
Isn't that the plot for 51st Date?
Yes, it is.
Adam Sandler, right?
Yeah. Real life.
Oh, now I'm thinking perhaps the whole thing was made up.
No, I believe it. Years
bugger.
Later. No one ever says, I want my life and my love story to be 51st dates.
A new study out of Germany found that people hate looking at selfies except for their own. They also found there are three main types of selfies people share. Self-promotion, which is basically like an advertisement you're showing off. Self-disclosure, where you share a selfie at a personal moment, usually to try to get sympathy. And number three, understatement. What's the name you were using it before when I was talking about the weather down here, Oscar? The weather.
Humble brag.
Where you try to undersell yourself, but in a subtle way of self-promotion. Like you take a selfie where you're making an ugly face, but it really shows how attractive you are. Those are the ones I just want to sit there and go, hey, yeah, put it right over here. Thank you. There it goes. Right,
duck face poses in the gym.
Oh,
yes.
I just
and
worked
now
out.
A little something something. A 24-year-old from Bullhead City, Arizona.
That's a beautiful town.
His name was Robert Bear. He was headed to Key West on vacation last week, and he wanted to have some meth, because who doesn't want to go on vacation without their meth?
Want to get a lot done.
Sure.
Yeah, he wanted it there when he got there, so what did he do? He mailed it to himself.
Of course.
He addressed it to the hotel he was staying at, and he only put his name on the return address. He also wrapped it in dirty socks for some reason. We don't know the answer to that.
This will cover up the smell.
Does
meth smell? I've never.
Well,
been
if a drug dog's walking by.
Oh, that's right, to cover up the drugs. But since it wasn't addressed to anyone specific, one of the employees at the hotel opened it, found the meth, and called police. An undercover cop posed as the hotel manager and arrested Robert when he checked in. He's facing charges for possession, drug paraphernalia, resisting arrest. I guess he didn't like getting caught. He told the cops that he's never done meth before, but he was in town to party. So he thought it would be a good time
to
try it.
It's like a Diego answer.
And yeah. Of course, it is Monday, and we usually like to have a new slogan for you on Monday. So
it's a brand new slogan, right?
Yes. Florida, you can catch the stupid as soon as you leave the airport. Thank you. For our guests.
I'm here for some dirty socks.
Yes. I sent my socks to the hotel. Oh.
General delivery. Do you have anything with my return address on it?
Duh. We'll take a break. Rob, how are your little sounds after the weekend of fun?
You know, we had a little bit of rain, but I went out on Saturday with my basket and
oh,
my
you got
snippers.
Some, you collected some of your little sounds?
I got violets. I got little shiny stones, and I got
that's
sounds.
Beautiful. Well, he'll take a Swiss Army knife and he'll slice open the basket, and all these little sounds will pour out onto the dock.
Yes.
Including the little Kittner boy.
Oh, the little Kittner boy. I'm not going to do a half-assed autopsy on an audio vault.
We'll take
take a break with the Audio Vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Valentine's Day is coming up, Joe.
Yes, my eighth favorite holiday.
All right. Here's some tips for you, fellas. Why don't you get next to your girl on the couch, get a nice bottle of wine, download that TMOS app, and hit play in the rock.
What's that?
Did he call Joe Mike or Rob Mike?
I don't think so.
No, no, I don't think so.
Let's start it from the
favorite holiday.
We can start. I think he said all right, but we can start it from the top. Here we go.
Valentine's Day is coming up, Joe.
Yes, my eighth favorite holiday.
My eighth favorite holiday.
That's it.
Okay.
My favorite.
Here's some tips for you, fellas. Why don't you get next to your girl on the couch, get a nice bottle of wine, download that TMOS app, and hit play on the Robin Joe Show.
That's a horrible advice. She'll leave you.
Well, that's the whole idea. Then you'll be single. You have to celebrate that stupid holiday. Robin Joe Show. Romance is never in the air. Hear us every week, robinjoeshow.com, the TMOS app, and subscribe on iTunes.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I didn't think it could get better this morning. Literally this morning, I opened up my new hair package from Harry's with my new razor. They have improved their razors. You know what? These guys, Jeff and Andy, that started Harry's, not only am I thrilled to have them as a sponsor of the Mike O'Mara Show, but I really, really get excited about the product. I sent them to my cousin Teddy's family up there because, you know, they love the product. His wife loves the product. Mandy loves it. And I think it's just a great, great product.
The best.
I use their shave gel. I use their razors. I love their
incredible
their face
value.
Wash. They've got an incredible face wash. Their products are stellar. And Jeff and Andy were two guys that were fed up with getting ripped off by Big Razor. They bought their own factory. They started Harry's. They take less profit. They sell directly to you over the internet. Harry's offers their blades at half the price. They are fabulous. They're just $2 a blade compared to $4 or more. Don't get ripped off at the drugstore.
No.
A Harry's razor includes everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. A weighted ergonomic handle. Just got the new one. It's so nice. 5 precision-engineered blades, a lubricating strip, and a trimmer blade, plus a blade cover for when you travel. I shave with Harry's every day. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades. They want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right, for free. You get a razor handle of your choice, a 5-blade cartridge, and shaving gel. It's free when you sign up. Just pay a small fee for shipping. To redeem your free trial, go to harrys.com/TMOS right now. That's harrys.com, and we thank you. Now, let's open up the little sounds for today. This is Monday, Feb 13, the day before Valentine's Day on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I was trying to draw some parallels in timing, and I think when you were a top 40 jock, Mike, you probably played a lot of songs from Al Jarreau. Mid-80s. Yes. And
we're in this.
Yeah, he passed away Sunday morning, which is really sad. He was only 76. He'd been battling exhaustion, and he had, I would say, 4 or 5 pretty big hits in the 1980s. But he was great because it was that era when Top 40 still was Top 40, and he was a jazz crossover artist. So he brought a little bit of, like, scat. Singing a little bit.
But also not the type of artist that gets generational wealth, right?
No.
He probably was playing all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was something back in the 80s that he had a number of hits back-to-back and, you know, really a talented guy. Really, really talented.
And also the artist that did the theme song to my favorite TV show, maybe, of all times. Theme to Moonlighting, which was another hit he did. So sad to see him go. 76 is too young. Safe home, Al Jarreau. Now, I don't get a chance to watch the Today Show anymore because of my departure time. However, sometimes we have it on in the studio when I get here. Mike, it was beautiful last week seeing Maria Shriver in high definition. She was filling in, and she has not aged well. She's really looking Kennedy-y, older Kennedy-y.
I didn't think she looked that bad, but what she did do was she takes the oversized glasses and puts them on the end of her nose.
Like a school marm.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, you're on television, and by the way, nice move, NBC, getting rid of Tamron Hall. You blew it with that one. I think Tamron Hall was energetic at the very least, and I just think it kind of
she could host the nightly news as well.
Yeah. Valuable.
She was competent, she was beautiful, and she did a great job, and I think I hate to see somebody slip through the cracks.
Savannah Guthrie will prosper there, though.
No, I think that I got the vibe, and I have no idea. But by the way, I'm speaking completely without any information.
Right.
But it seems to me that Tamron Hall, I just got a vibe that she wasn't an ass kisser. That's the whole thing.
I think that, you know, she probably relied on her talent, which she could.
Yeah.
And
it's a shame. I think they
the politics
I'd like
got
to
her.
See her get land on her feet sooner than later
which I believe she will.
Absolutely.
She is very fantastic as and a big loss. But they got Maria Shriver last week, who had an interview with Lena Dunham, who is coming back for another season of Girls. And just a classy lady, this Lena Dunham. And she throws Maria Shriver a word that Maria Shriver is not ready to handle.
Lena Dunham, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
I had a chance to look at three shows for this new season, and it looked terrific.
You saw a penis, right?
Yeah, I saw more than that. I saw, yeah, you caught me there for a second. I'm not sure if you're allowed to say that on television.
You did.
That's right. We saw. You can actually see a lot of things when
you're
going
out with a bang.
You're going out with a bang. Okay. Well, we're just going out.
What?
Well, Matt, help! She just threw me off.
I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay.
Wouldn't it be nice if at this point in the tape, and I'll call this halftime, wouldn't it be nice if at this point in the tape, a seasoned broadcaster like Matt Lauer would jump to her rescue and help out?
Or I know it was a tough divorce, but Maria Shriver, this isn't her first time at the rodeo.
No, she's said the word penis before.
No, it sounds, I really thought that I was listening like to a Thanksgiving party at the O'Mara's.
Let's hear the second half.
Get those New England accents everywhere.
Let's listen to the second half of the tape.
Hey, that's okay. See, that's the difference between generations. I wasn't brought up talking like that.
I'm so sorry. You said penis. Thank you so much.
Wait a minute. You're still on the air. Sit down.
I am?
Yes, you are. You're still on the air. Matt. Are you supposed to be saying something?
No, we aren't still on the air, but you are. No, I'm kidding.
The Girls premiere on Sunday on HBO.
I'm thrilled by what's just happened here.
Such a culture of fear.
So awkward.
Yeah, exactly.
Such a culture of fear over there.
Mm-hmm. So that all was aired?
Yes.
Right. Oh, God.
They could have cut out it.
Was the episode called Penis? Is that what the episode was?
No, I think that they're very excited that they showed the male member.
Can't wait, Mike.
Going to be great. And it's actually, it belongs to Brian Williams' daughter.
And by the way, I'm a very generous husband, because if that comes on like HBO, if there's a show on and I see like a guy's butt or frontal, I'll pause. I go, Carla! Want to come in
really
here.
Nice.
That's nice.
And she'll come walking. I'm like, hey, take a look at that guy, huh? He's got a good body.
Need to dry off. Was it towel off or dry off?
Towel off.
Did you see Mike? The
Hey, Kyle, look at Ryan Reynolds' ass. Come on, Deadpool. Come on in here. Here we go.
She comes in with some of her friends from the neighborhood.
Oh, hey, come here.
Brought her in.
Don't I pause like male frontal nudity or male nudity and show it to you on the
it's getting real deep.
Do I not do that? Why are you looking at me like you're going to say something mean? What? Oh, you're working out.
She's going to go see some male stuff up close in real life.
She works out every day. I call it the preparation.
The preparation?
Yeah, preparation.
For what?
Getting ready for when I die.
She wants me in tip-top shape.
You bet.
Oh, she's going to look great at the funeral. Yeah.
Yep.
She's going to look good like Anna Nicole Smith looked at the old man's funeral.
People are going to come to my funeral and go, he was such a funny guy. What a funny guy. He had moments of generosity, had a terrible temper, but you look great, Giselle. All right, fantastic. All right.
Yeah. Like my body?
Like my body.
Oh, I could have texted you 15 times over the weekend. Every station had an Anna Nicole Smith special because it's been 10 years since she passed, and they kept doing the clip. Like my body. Yeah.
But we don't mind. That's like the second part of that.
That's
you know?
Right.
And if I ever make a video, I'm going to have him produce my...
I still, after watching that footage, I can't believe she's gone.
That's so bad.
So mean.
Let's close with this. Tracy Morgan, I love the fact that he's back doing the talk show circuits and stuff. And he says now that he has recovered from his accident, his sex life is being back to as wild as ever.
You got to understand, for a whole year, I was on the couch. I couldn't do nothing.
Yeah.
So when everything was working, I went crazy.
Sure.
I mean, our sex life is so hot. It's like volatile, you know? We role play. That's how we keep it hot. like tonight, she's gonna dress up like Black China.
Uh-huh.
And I'm gonna put on a fat suit and be Rob Kardashian.
Uh-huh.
A fat suit to become Rob Kardashian. Attaboy, Tracy Morgan. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Our snail mail address is TMOS PO Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. By the way, we'd really, really, really like you to send along a letter for our last go. And by the way, if you're going to... Yeah, if you want the flowers, be home when we call you tomorrow.
Please, please.
Really end the promotion on a high note.
Yeah, high note.
Thanks so much. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, our executive producer is Matt Ponyboy Bloom. This is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.